Yesterday, Sarah Ji was explaining how Buddha replied to each of Upaka's questions. Among the replies, the main point is that Buddha had eradicated all the defilements and Buddha had already gained Sabbanyuta Jnana, omniscient knowledge. So this is how Buddha had admitted himself that he had gained Sabbanyuta Jnana. During that time, there were others who did not practice much, but they were claiming themselves to be Jina. Jina meaning that conqueror or the one who has victory. So these people, they were claiming themselves as Jina without practice, and their meaning of Jina will not be meaningful. So when Buddha replied that Buddha was going to Kasi, to the town of Varanasi, in order to rotate the Dhamma wheel, it automatically implies that Buddha is going to guide the people. Buddha was going to guide human, Deva, and the Brahma who are deluded by delusion, not knowing the truth and knowing wrongly, so that these beings can attain Nibbana, which is deathless. So Buddha said he was going to strike the gong, the Dhamma gong. So what Buddha was going to teach is what Buddha had realized through practice. It automatically implies that Buddha is admitting that he had conquered all the defilements. And Upaka asked more questions. Upaka asked that based on what Buddha had answered, Buddha is admitting that Buddha is Ananda Jina, the person who conquers limitlessly. And Upaka said it may be possible how Buddha is answering. And Buddha answered this Upaka's question, and it is very noteworthy. During that time, there was a teacher called Niganda Nata Buddha. This Niganda Nata Buddha did not wear any clothes. He had followers, and his followers are called Jina. And they claimed, he also claimed himself that he has gained victory. But actually, it is in name only, by name only. He has not eradicated things that should be eradicated. So Upaka was asking Buddha whether Buddha was worthy of the name Ananda Jina. So during that time, in this belief, the one who has eradicated the defilements can be called Ananda Jina, meaning that the one who conquers or who has victory limitlessly. Their teacher, Niganda Nata Buddha, was called Jina, the conqueror. And in Indian pronunciation, it is Jaina. Jaina or Jain. And this Jain belief was founded by Nigandhanatha Buddha. And Upaka was one of its followers of Jaina belief. So Upaka was asking whether Buddha was Anandajina, because they take Anandajina as the highest person. And Buddha replied that Buddha had eradicated Kamaraga, sensual desire, based on desirable objects. And also, Buddha did not have any craving onto new existences. All the lusts has been eradicated. So by practicing, just as yogis are practicing here, when one discerns mind and matter, then one will no longer have the wrong view that there is jiva atta within the beings. In this way, when one gets to the knowledge discerning mind and matter, ditta sava, wrong view will no longer flow. And when one becomes sotapanna, stream enderer, one has totally uprooted ditti, wrong view. And one knows everything that should be known. Buddha knew everything that should be known. And Buddha did not have any wrong knowing, not knowing or wrong knowing. And also, there are no further existences for Buddha. Buddha had eradicated such things. Buddha replied that I am the only one who is a true Jina. Buddha is the only one who can be called a true Jina, because Buddha had truly conquered all the defilements. Buddha had conquered Mara, Mara in the form of person, and also Buddha had overcome Kilesa Mara, Mara of defilement. Because Buddha had eradicated all the defilements, wholesome and unwholesome deeds that Buddha had done in the past will no longer give result. In this way, Buddha had also eradicated Patisankhana Mara. Even though Buddha still has the body, Buddha will no longer be reborn, and thus Buddha has also eradicated Khanda Mara. In this way, Buddha had conquered five kinds of Mara, and there is one and only person who is a true Jina, and Buddha declared courageously that I am the only one who is a true Jina, a true conqueror. So it is meaning that their teachers, teachers of Upaka, even though they are called Jina, but they are Jina by name only, because they have not eradicated Kilesa defilements. Only if one has overcome, only if one has uprooted the Kilesa defilements, through practice, can the person be called Jina? So it means that only in the sasana there is a true Jina, the person who has totally eradicated the defilements is a true Jina, meaning that in their belief, even though they are claiming themselves to be Jina, because they are thinking that they have conquered Kilesa defilements, but because they have not actually eradicated defilements, they are Jina by name, they are Jina in name only. To make it more profound, Buddha replied that Jitapi Kilesa Dhamma, meaning that I have eradicated all the defilements that are inferior, I have gained victory over the Kilesa defilements. I have sure conquered Kilesa defilements, and thus I am a true Jina. So it is Buddha was saying that because Buddha had eradicated internal enmity, internal defilements, Buddha was a true Jina. Buddha named Jina. Buddha taught for 45 years. And in these teachings, Buddha was called a Jina. So Buddha, who was purified, tamed, gentle in body, speech, and mind, his teachings, the sasana, still exists these days. And the teaching of the Buddha is called Jina Sasana. And the ones who practice the teachings of the Buddha is called Jina Buddha. Whether a person is a true Jina Buddha or not depends on whether the person practices according to the teaching of the Buddha. If one does not practice the teachings of the Buddha, one will be Jina Buddha by name only. And Saraji is going to explain more on Jina Buddha. In the word Jina Buddha, Buddha not only means sons, but it also includes daughters. So when it is said Jina Buddha, Buddha's son, the women audience should not be thinking that it has nothing to do with them. Buddha here also can mean daughter. In the Mangala Sutta, there is Buddha Dharasa Sangaha, and in this usage, Buddha Dharasa Sangaha in Mangala Sutta, Buddha not only means sons, but it also daughters can also be taken in the word Buddha. As sons and daughters, it will be true son and daughter only when one follows the guidance of the parents. So here, Buddha can be compared with the word Savaka. Savaka means disciple. The disciple of the Buddha who is called Jina. Savaka can be translated as disciple, but there is hidden meaning in the word Savaka. So this hidden meaning is very noteworthy for those who believe in Buddha Sasana. Savaka, the meaning of the Savaka is Bhagavato Ovada Nusasane Sakacha Sunanditi Savaka. It means that Savaka is the disciple who follows and practices the admonition and the prohibition and the discipline and the doctrine of the Buddha. Ovada Nusasani is the discipline that Buddha prohibited, which are harmful to the beings. And Anusasani is the guidance given so that beings will gain benefit. The person who listen attentively, who practice respectfully the discipline and also the doctrines is called a true Savaka. And the word Savaka, if a person is a true Savaka, then the person can also be called Jina Buddha, a true son or daughter of the Buddha. And Saraji will continue to explain from practical aspect. Ovada here means the prohibition set by the Buddha, the prohibition set by the Buddha so that beings don't encounter harm. Anusasani is the guidance given so that beings will benefit. So Ovada Anusasani is the prohibition and the guidance in order to make beings be free from harm and to gain benefit, and it is also called sasana. So one should refrain from harmful things, and one should perform things that are beneficial. One should think oneself to which extent one has refrained from things that Buddha had prohibited, to which extent one has performed things that Buddha had prescribed. If one does not refrain from bad things that is harmful, one is not a true Savaka, one is not a true disciple. If one does not practice beneficial things, then one is not a true Savaka, and one is not following the teachings of the Buddha. Without following the teachings of the Buddha, one cannot be a true Savaka, one cannot be true sons and daughters of the Buddha. One should refrain from things that Buddha had prohibited. If one fails to refrain, one can meet harm. And if one does not practice what Buddha has guided that is beneficial for oneself, then one will not gain benefit. Buddha has prohibited bad action by body, speech, and mind. One should refrain from killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, lying, and one should also refrain from wrongful thoughts, such as wanting to take other people's belongings by force or wanting to torment others. In this way, one should refrain from these transgressions by body, speech, and mind. And one should also practice what Buddha had guided. One should practice Satipatthana meditation. One should be mindful of every arising object continuously. One should be developing Viriya Sati Samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration continuously. When one's noting mind is direct or face-to-face with the object, when one is able to note the object, then one is said to be practicing according to the Anusasani, according to the guidance of the Buddha. By being mindful, by noting every arising object, one is said to be practicing following respectfully the teaching of the Buddha. So when it is said that one should listen attentively and one should follow respectfully, to which extent one should practice? One should follow the guidance of the teachings of the Buddha. If one does not practice the guidance, according to the guidance, one will not be able to remove gross, medium, and refined form of defilements. One will not be developing the Eight Noble Path, failing to refrain from things that should be refrained. One will meet harm, failing to perform things that should be performed. One will not gain benefit. Patipatthana, practicing according to the guidance, means one should refrain from misconduct, evil conduct, and one should perform things that are wholesome. Refraining from things that should be refrained from, performing things that should be performed, is called patipatthana, practicing according to the guidance and instruction of the Buddha. If one does not practice according to the admonition and guidance of the Buddha, one will not be able to remove defilements, which are the cause of sufferings. So one should follow in order to remove defilements. By practicing sila, morality, one can remove videkamakilesa, transgressive defilements. And by practicing samadhi, concentration, one can remove priyutanakilesa, obsessive defilements that manifest in the mind. And by gaining Ariya Magajnana, path knowledge, one can uproot latent or dormant form of defilements. In this way, one should practice so as to remove defilements. And by removing defilements, one is said to have done, or one is said to have completed, fulfilled the task that Buddha had guided. Ariya Bhava Vaha, one should practice in such a way so that one will become purified, high, and noble person. One should become Ariya, purified, high, and noble person. Sakkachan Sunanti, practicing, following respectfully, It means that one should practice to the extent that one becomes Ariya, who is purified, high and noble person. One should reflect oneself to which extent one is practicing according to the guidance given by the Buddha. One should reflect oneself to which extent one has removed the things that should be removed. One should reflect oneself whether his body, speech, and mind has become purified by removing the defilements. And one should reflect to which extent one has practiced according to the admonition, guidance of the Buddha. So one should practice the guidance and admonition given by the Buddha to the extent that one becomes Ariya, noble person. By becoming a noble person, one is said to be Jina Buddha, Buddha's son and daughter. Only if one follows and practices the teachings of the Buddha to the extent that one becomes Ariya, high and noble, then will he, she be the true sons and daughters of the Buddha. Gross, medium, and refined form of defilements, which are called papaka, inferior states, akusala dhamma, unwholesomeness, they are the nearest internal enmity, which are traveling the most. That's why they are called vera and mitti. There are two kinds of internal enmity, akusala vera, enmity, unwholesomeness enmity, and kilesa vera, defilement enmity. There is also another kind of vera, pugala vera, enemy in the form of person or being, but they are external. What gives the most trouble is the internal enmity, which are defilements such as raga, dosa, moha, lust, anger, delusion. And also there are enmity, which are unwholesomeness in the form of dojarita, evil conduct. These enmities are the most troubling enmity, and they are the worst. By practicing sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, one can have true victory on these internal enmity. As much victory one gains on these internal enmity, the more the person will be free from frightening danger. By controlling oneself so that one does not commit misconduct by body, speech, and mind, then one's physical, verbal, mental behavior will be pure, clean, gentle, tamed, and lovable. And one will feel satisfied with oneself. One will not blame or criticize oneself. In this way, one becomes free from atanu vada paya, danger of self-blame. And when one's body, speech, and mind is pure, clean, one also is free from criticism and the blame from the wise. In this way, one is also free from paranu vada paya, danger of being blamed by the wise. If one has done, if one has done wrongful things, one will be afraid that others will criticize him, blame him. But if one is pure in body, speech, and mind, one will be free from the second kind of danger. And when one is pure in body, speech, and mind, one will not be punished by law, which is the third kind of danger, danda bhaya. One will be free from the third one, being free from punishment. If one performs bad deeds with bad intention, this bad intention, bad volition, can lead the person to be reborn in lower existences. And there will be the fourth kind of frightening danger, dukkhiti bhaya. When one is free, when one's body, speech, and mind is pure, one will be free from the fourth kind of danger, being free from the lower existences. In this way, being able to have victory on the internal enmity, one will be free from frightening danger. By practicing the teachings of the Buddha, one will be away from these four kinds of danger. One will not have fear by these dangers. And if one has guarantee in life by attaining at least the first Magga Phala Jnana, path and fruition knowledge, one is totally free from lower existences, and one is free from other frightening danger. The internal enmity is the nearest enemy which is giving most trouble, and one should conquer it. One should have victory on these internal enmity. Buddha wanted the disciples, sons and daughters, to be free from internal enmity so that beings will also be free from frightening danger. In order to be away from frightening danger, one should practice in order to overcome the internal enmity. Being free from internal enmity, one will also be free from fear of these dangers. Buddha wanted the beings to be courageous, to be free from fear. So one should practice according to the teaching of the Buddha so that one's body, speech, and mind will become pure, clean, gentle, and lovable. As much one can remove the defilements, the more one's body, speech, and mind will become pure, clean, and gentle, and it will be the benefit of practice. In this way, one should practice so as to have victory on the internal enmity, and also one will be free from the danger. When one is able to do so, one will be a true Jina Buddha. One will be true sons and daughters of the Buddha. So one should think to which extent one has become a true son and daughter of the Buddha. If one has not practiced to that level, one can be persuaded by other beliefs, even if not in this life. But if one has not gained guarantee, one can be persuaded by other beliefs in this life or in the next life. So it is very important to gain guarantee in this very life. in order to gain guarantee, in order to have guarantee in this very life, one should practice Satipatthana meditation so that one can be a true Jina Buddha, one can be a true Savaka. By having victory on the internal enmity, which is most frightening, having victory on this internal enmity, one has fulfilled the moral conduct and one becomes a true human. And also one is said to be contributing peace in the surrounding. If one has dosa, anger, wanting to kill other being, and if one controls this anger with compassion, then one does not lose one's precept, and also the other does not get hurt. So one becomes pure. By being able to control the internal enmity, one will not meet danger. So, by having control of oneself, others are automatically protected from being hurt. At times, out of compassion, one refrains from hurting others. By refraining from hurting others with compassion, one automatically controls oneself. So in this way, just by even one precept that Buddha had, even a single precept that Buddha had prescribed is very beneficial. And by following, practicing the teachings of the Buddha, one will realize more and more that Buddha was a true benefactor. And Saraji will continue to explain tomorrow. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.